From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
As someone who enjoys both historical works and novels, it's puzzled me that many people I know, mainly men, refuse to cross the line from nonfiction to fiction. It's an instant reaction, as if reading novels were a waste of time. Does the absence of footnotes seem to say, this isn't true, so why bother with it? Fiction writers are no more or less honest than those who craft nonfiction. A novelist who says their work is 100% imagination is lying. We'd have no interest in reading it if it had nothing to do with experienced life. Released from the confines of factual accountability, creative writers can say things they might be too cautious or embarrassed to claim as their own. The freedom one feels talking to a stranger on a plane. On the other hand, nonfiction writers can choose facts to disguise their own prejudices. In other words, I'm not speaking. It's just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. This is like telling your doctor, I've got this, friend who has this disease. Fiction has an immediate and lasting impact nonfiction does not. Fiction is visceral. It appeals to our heart as well as to our head. Uncle Tom's Cabin probably did more to end slavery than any abolitionist tract. George Eliot's novel, Daniel Deronda, convinced an anti-Semitic England to support a homeland for Jews. There are two Greek words for to know. Gnorizo is to know directly, and ksero is to know with the mind. Where do you learn more about history? From Anna Karenina or the Encyclopedia Britannica? Does Crime and Punishment or Civilization and its Discontents tell you more about the human mind? Is sex more real in How Humans Reproduce or in the works of Henry Miller? Both fiction and nonfiction give our experience a sense of order we crave. Because of that, both fall somewhat short of reality, proposing answers or conclusions to human affairs that have neither. In the end, I suppose our preference for one or the other depends on what one is predisposed to receive. Right brain, left brain, that kind of thing. If I can't say more than that, well, I'm just being real, I think. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.